A diminished mind. Why him? Why now? It was August 16, 2018. A junior in high school, determined to work hard and complete one of the most difficult years of my career, completely disillusioned by my inescapable reality, my absolute nightmare. My grandpa had been diagnosed with advanced stage 1 Alzheimer's disease. What are we going to do about his condition? Grandma asked the neurologist with urgency and anticipation. Is there a cure? A remedy for him? Something? Anything? The neurologist, now seated across from both her and Grandpa, looked down at his desk and said, "We can only give him some time, nothing more." Silence quickly fell upon the room, leaving all of us, Grandma, Mom, Dad, me, and Grandpa, in an insurmountable amount of wonder, disbelief, and hopelessness. What about medications? I asked to break the thick wall of silence. For so long, I was unsure of what my grandpa was going through. As a simple teenager, all I focused on was how weird, how distant my grandpa had become, complacent with the idea that sickness couldn't become part of my daily life. I've come to learn that I've never been so wrong about a reality so real. The neurologist simply turned to me and said, "A few medications exist, but they do not and will not stop the disease from progressing over time." There are various effects of experimental drugs on episodic memory loss, word learning, and preclinical Alzheimer's that, instead of helping the patient, in this case my grandpa, go through the stages of transition, the drugs would in fact worsen the physical and mental state of the individual over a quicker period of time. Grandpa's forgetfulness lately proved alarming, but no one in my family saw experimental medications as a probable solution to his tribulations. We wanted answers and solutions to our problems, but were we completely ready for the truth? A few months passed, and I continued to watch Grandpa deteriorate, not able to do the simplest tasks anymore, and forgetting those who loved him the most. One day, in June of last year, when I stopped by my grandparents' house to pick up some cookies, Grandpa answered the door, opening up just enough to see who it was. Nothing strange, I guess. However, when I approached the door to go inside, he blocked my way and asked who I was. "It's your granddaughter, Michaela. Can I come inside?" I asked. He stared blankly into my eyes, seemingly searching for an answer he so wanted to have. "Where's Grandma?" I proceeded to ask, only to have the door shut on me, leaving me on the porch wondering why my own grandpa didn't seem to recognize his own granddaughter. This was only the beginning of what was to come of my grandpa and his diminishing self. His mind had become an empty room, one in which an erratic light bulb flashed on and off, casting shadows of confusion, indecision, and pain on every good remaining spot. This brave soldier of 73 years now acted like he was no older than 7. Alzheimer's essentially disabled his ability to express his most human qualities. Whether it be logical reasoning, like opening the door for his granddaughter, or long-term memory, emotional control, and distinction between various people, places, and things. It became more difficult to take him places because he would wander off somewhere, especially in restaurants, and go missing. I would eventually find him sitting at an empty table, talking to himself, or at a table with very confused and concerned people. Burns, a psychiatry research professor at the University of Manchester, claims that the most successful intervention for both people with dementia and their family caregivers is to provide support and encouragement to one another, even when certain situations may test the sensitive waters of the family dynamic. Whenever Grandpa was asked where he was going, he would look baffled for a moment and say that he didn't know or he couldn't remember. He couldn't explain where he went or what he just did to anyone, just as he couldn't remember anything from the day before or the day before that. This was the pattern for the worsening months that followed. Grandpa was in an unknowable state of mind, one that no one could penetrate or understand like he could. I couldn't sleep well knowing that my grandpa was slowly suffering, overwhelmed by feelings of confusion, anxiety, neediness, and the fear of being useless to my grandma. He started to become more isolated and separated himself from the rest of the family when we got together for Sunday dinners. He started to say he was too old, too weak to do anything for himself anymore. He wanted to give up, give in, and let the darkness that had clouded his mind for the previous months take over. I so wanted to heal my grandpa's wounds, to give him hope for the future and try to explain his old person sickness, as he liked to call it. I told him that with Alzheimer's, it's possible that there is a connection between his age and the progression of his disease. According to a study completed by Groves with a selected group of dementia patients, some of the data results suggest that as the elderly population in our nation grow older and people begin to live longer, the overall chances of being diagnosed with preclinical Alzheimer's or dementia is more likely to occur in these stages of life. Why is this, though? Aren't there signs before one gets diagnosed with Alzheimer's or another degenerative neurological disease? Yes, I know there are because I saw them in my own grandpa. Some individuals may start to experience difficulty remembering things, have trouble maintaining simple conversation or forming cohesive speech, changes in moods and attitude, and trouble with simple tasks or activities that can normally be performed during the day. Folding the towels, washing the dishes, cooking, working, and getting dressed are just some of the examples of what my grandpa has trouble completing on a daily basis. What used to be easy and done in an efficient manner now requires my grandma or I to step in as a guide and help lead him step by step so that the task may be completed the way it should be. The matter is simple. Time is something you can never get back. The time I've spent with him, watching him, helping him, loving him, and caring for him, I've realized that life does not always go the way you want it to. When times get hard and it feels like you have been abandoned by God, by everyone, it is in those moments that you reflect within yourself. Alzheimer's disease affects over 12 million innocent men, women, and their families. My family is part of that statistic now. And I'm happy to say that I have much hope that my grandpa may be able to live for as many more years as God plans for him. I've learned the true meaning of patience, kindness, generosity, selflessness, and love. My grandma symbolizes the truest mother, wife, and friend. When my grandpa was told he could no longer drive, my grandma, though concerned about driving on her own, now helps him get around. When my grandpa could no longer take care of the finances and had to quit his business, my grandma knew she had to step up. When the neurologist sat my grandma down and told her that her husband has a terminal brain disease, she did not let that stop her from taking care of things. She took this opportunity to help her husband, the man who has been with her for 56 years and counting. She has taught me what love really is and what it looks like in a family. In a relationship that lasts forever, even when sickness finds its way in.